If you visit UC Berkeley, you might have noticed that the campus is not a typical college campus. There is no Starbucks in the Student Union, no McDonald's next to the library, and no Subway for late-night snacks. However, this past semester, both an Insomnia Cookies and a Crumble Cookies have opened just blocks away from each other. Welcome to The Foggy Economy, a podcast about the economy as told by Bay Area college students. I'm your host, Hannah Kamiger. Today, we will explore why there is a lack of chain restaurants on the campus and what brought the two new cookie chains to Telegraph. We will also look specifically at the two stores and the competition that they will face, battling for the spot of late-night study snack. To begin to talk about the two chains, let's look at the history of chain restaurants in Berkeley. In 1999, Berkeley's Economic Development Center carried out a, quote, prohibition on carryout food stores and quick service restaurants, unquote. And the city council adopted a temporary moratorium on new fast food establishments in the downtown area. There are many reasons for this ban. Some policymakers cite the amount of trash that is created from chain restaurants and the overtaking of local businesses. However, in 2009, the Economic Development Council loosened the ban to allow quick service restaurants. Since this decision, there has been an increase in chain restaurants all around Berkeley, including Insomnia and Crumble Cookies. Crumble Cookies is known for its new flavors that come out weekly and has become popular on social media apps like TikTok. Insomnia Cookies is known for its late hours, hence the name, and its promise of a warm cookie with delivery. These chains have definitely altered the food scene of Berkeley, and the emergence of two cookie shops around the same time has created a choice for students who want a sweet treat. The oscillating flavors of the thick Crumble Cookies, or the smaller, warm, classic Insomnia Cookie. I talked to students on the opening night of Insomnia Cookies, coincidentally the night of a Crumble Cookie giveaway as well.
I'm personally an Insomnia fan, but the line is far too long, so I'm just here.
Yeah, honestly, Crumble has really big cookies and they're not as cheap as Insomnia, but Insomnia has really small cookies. For cheaper.
And I heard so, Crumble's cookies are more cakey, and then Insomnia's are more like fudgy.
I think Crumble's like winning point is that they have different flavors, and like every week it's a new collection of flavors. So that's something that makes it go like viral on TikTok. So people like that aspect. But then Insomnia is just a comfortable, homey cookie that everyone just loves. Also, it's open until like 3 a.m., which.
Wait,
which I think
is
open to 10 p.m.
The students I interviewed gave me some insights into the psychology behind choice and decision making.
Learned about it in like our business class is like people like consistency. So when there is like one flavor like that is like set all year, people would like to gravitate towards it. Like there are some people that like flavors every year, like every day of the year. So it depends, really. I never tried both, so I'm gonna see now if I like one of them.
Yeah. But how will students be able to choose which place to frequent?
The thing that's good is although they both open in the same semester, they kind of balance each other out because one of them closes at 10 and the other closes at 3. So people can do both depending on the time of day that they want
to
go.
The choice of cookies spread all the way to the Associated Students of the University of California, or ASUC.
We're from the Office of the President, and we're the Academic and Professional Opportunities Department, and we just saw that there was a grand opening for Insomnia Cookies, so we thought we would check it out,
cool.
Get our free cookie, and now we're going to go to Crumble and also get our free cookie.
So how is the Insomnia Cookies?
It's good, but it's skinny. The Crumble one will be a bit more work for a fatter cookie.
Despite the similar products sold by Insomnia and Crumble Cookies, there seems to be enough difference between the two in order to tailor to different customers. The Crumble customer wants more variety and a larger cookie, while the Insomnia customer wants a classic cookie later at night.
Do you think people will do both, though?
Not on the same day, but like I hope not for their safety and health. But I do think that they're less competition. I mean, they're definitely competition, but also they kind of complete each other in that way.
Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.